the cross. Let it crucify, crucify the flame. We appreciate and adore you. Blessed be your name for the privilege of being in your presence tonight. Thank you for mighty, mighty, mighty testimonies. Only you could have done this. Be glorified and be honored. In Jesus' precious name, give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. One prophetic word released 42 captives under 24 hours and laid to rest 4 devils. Local people facing people backed up with sophisticated armory. When the stone is anointed, it will bring down a Goliath with every armor he carries. When a stone is anointed, are you hearing what I'm saying here tonight? We are in those days. And I pray that God will help our military and our paramilitary forces to wake up so that the villagers don't take the glory for what is the duty of our forces. Am I speaking to anybody here tonight? But if the right thing will not be done by those who will do it, it will be done by prophetic power. It will be done by apostolic power. It will be done by the empowerment of the locals. It will be done by any means. It will be done. Somebody say loud amen. Now I'd like you to just picture for a moment. If that word did not come, if these people did not move, those 40 people, some will be dying, some will be killed, molested, all manner. But by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Very many of them will begin to die mysteriously. They won't even need to face hunters. They will be dying mysteriously. The way people have encounters and they are set free from captivity, they will be having night encounters and visitations that will lay them to rest and kill them permanently, including those who sponsors them. They will have encounters in the night that will lay them to rest and bury them permanently. If you believe that, say loud amen. Take your seat and mark that scripture I gave to you. Don't forget it. Exodus chapter 21, verse 16. Place it on the screen and everybody read it again. All right, stand up on your feet. Let's read it again. I want everybody around the country to look at that. Every vigilante, every hunter, hear this. One, two, go. That stealeth a man and selleth him, or if he be found. Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 24, verse 7. It's a counterpart scripture. Deuteronomy 24 and in verse 7. Is the twin of this one. One to go. Stealing any of his brethren or the children of Israel and maketh merchandise of him or selleth him, then that thief shall die and thou shalt put evil away from him. He stole his brethren and is using it to make money, where kidnap becomes an industry. He dies from this country. He dies from this nation. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What a week. What a week. What a week. Actually, we came tonight. I had a message fully prepared, fully garnished. But after taking a look at a combination of factors, I decided tonight that we'll appreciate God on this very last day, this very last service of the month of September. What a month! Tuesday healing and deliverance service in the morning was like you are watching a movie from another world. If you didn't watch it, I'd like you to go back to YouTube or Facebook. Incredible dimensions. Was it a crippled young girl that ran? Or the young boy brought from Bauchi, convulsing for 20, how many years? How, so many times every day, convulsed throughout the vehicle on their way coming? That was healed on the spot. Blinded eyes open. Little child with paralyzed hand. All manner of miracles. Then we went to the crusade at Maraba in the evening. I wish you had that 1 minute clip or two. We started. There was rain in FCT here. When we arrived at the crusade ground, the place was dry. And then, oh yeah, hold on a bit. The place was dry. And then from Nasarawa State all the way to Boundary Road, the place was dry too. So before the crusade and after the crusade, the crusade was dry ground in the middle. And the crusade went on for a while. And the rain said, should I leave these people alone like that? And he tried to test our resilience and showered for a couple of minutes. Miracles, signs, wonders continued in the rain. Blind eyes opening like water. This was before the rain. Crippled hands. Deaf and dumb. Little boy that smiled after lifting up his hand for the first time since he was born. Like they say, the youth today say, that was it for me. Before the rain, incredible God, crowd across the road. On our way out, the middle of the road was jammed with crowd. Vehicles slowed down. Hepatitis turned negative. Then the rain started. There's this my guy there. Crippled hand lifted. Oh, that was too short. He didn't give us a real clip. The rain, the rain. Look at people hanging everywhere. Give the Lord the praise. That was my guy. See the smile on his face tells the story. I can now do what everybody else can do. Paralyzed, crippled hand from birth. I can now lift it like others. God is about to give you a testimony.
So we are here tonight to say, let's pause a little bit. We'll continue the message on Sunday. Let's pause a little bit and say, thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a clap and a shout of praise. And so I will charge us unto praise with the subject, the character of appreciation. The character of appreciation. Psalm 92, verse 1 and 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. The character of praise. We want to understand two things. First is the character of praise. When I mean the character of praise, the character attributes of appreciation, of thanksgiving, and then the outcome of appreciation. Thanksgiving, appreciation, are signs of good behavior. Our parents told us when we were growing up, always learn to say thank you. Don't take anything for granted. If someone does anything good for you, tell them thank you. There are words that they tell us are words of good behavior. Please. Thank you. Excuse me, sir. I am sorry. Those words. What is in thanksgiving that makes it good character, especially towards God? What is in appreciation? Number one, appreciation is proof of kindness or generosity towards the person you are appreciating is proof of kindness or generosity. Bible says, give unto the Lord the praise that is due to him. Psalm 29 and in verse 2 is proof of kindness. You are kind enough and generous enough not to deprive the person what is due to him. You know, wicked husbands never say thank you to their wives for no reason. Brutal man. Is it not her right? Is it not her duty? Serve me food. Is it not her duty to take care of children? You know, sometime my wife traveled and returned back, saw our children, and I said to her, thank you for helping me take care of the children. And she said, what do you mean, sir, helping you take care of the children? Are they not her children too? I said, they are your children too. But where is it written that only the mother should take care of them, visit them in school, pay attention to their list, answer their question on school? Where is it written? Do you know that in the animal kingdom, it is the lions that keep the children, and the lioness goes for hunting? Do you know that the giraffe keeps the male one, the male ostrich, keeps the children, and the female one goes out? But here with Theo, I'm the man of the house. The woman is almost dying with care of children, and the man is not aware. So do their homework for them, visit them in school, do everything, come and cook my food, iron my cloth, because I married donkey. That is why Thanksgiving is proof of kindness. Kind-hearted people say thank you. It's proof of goodness. You see, and what we do to man, we take it to God. Those who can't tell people thank you find it hard to tell God thank you. I mean, these things are just, they find it hard to say thank you to God. You can say thank you to your children. Thank you to your husband. Thank you to your staff. My wife is fond of, when we are traveling, driver, well done. We'll call their name. Well done, you hear? Well done. You are many, that's, someone is collecting salary. He's doing this and that. Well done, well done. You are doing well. Well done, well done. You take it to God. And it produces drastic. So it's proof of good character. So if you don't know how to say thank you to God or man, your character is bad. It's proof of generosity. It's proof of kindness. Number two, appreciation is proof of gratitude. Is proof of a grateful heart. A heart that does not take things for granted. You don't take things, you don't think it's your right. You don't think it's your right. I heard a story of a young man. If you gave him a pen, say, take a pen. He will collect it and say, it has just returned back to the original owner. Very wicked heart. Instead of saying thank you, say, this thing just returned back to the original owner. In other words, I am meant to be the owner before it is in your hand. Will you ever have any business to do with such a person? And the hearts that are grateful are very, very few. That is why greatness is very minimal. Thirdly, appreciation is proof of humility. Is proof of humility. You are humble enough to know that what happened, you didn't do it. Why do people give me offering and say, I just want to give you this, thanking, I'm appreciative of this healing I received in the service, and I brought this offering for you. I said, I can't receive it because I'm not a healer. Put it in the offering. I can't receive it. That is reality. It's proof of humility. Humble people are profusely grateful. There are great men and women that God has brought me into contact with. A little offering you will put in an offering as a prophet offering and release. Appreciation. The Lord bless you. The Lord multiply what you have sown. These are people that what you have does not make any difference to their life. Profusely grateful. I told you the story last time when I told someone to come by flight and he took it as if it was his right. And I said, okay, don't bother. Come by road. By the time he reached here and we talked, his head corrected. I gave him flight money back. Am I communicating? I told him, I said, this is your challenge. You behaved as if it was your right. He said, you just pointed out my problem. He said, this thing has closed my doors from the beginning till now. You just pointed out my problem. Is proof of humility. And humility is not stupidity. Humility is high mentality. Wise people are humble. Foolish people are arrogant. Because they don't know how much doors are closed because of their arrogance. Appreciation is proof of humility. Number three, or four now, appreciation is proof of helplessness under God. When the Lord helped the Levites, I think that was 1 Chronicles 15:26, thereabout, they offered sacrifice. They realized that they were helpless. When you are saying to God, thank you, you are actually saying to God, I feel very helpless if not that you helped me. I feel very, very unqualified if not that you helped me. There are times I tell God, I said, what did I do? That you just helped me with so much favor. I want you to help me, not to fail you. I want to just help me. Because here you are. The way someone told me, he said, the kind of miracles we are seeing are the kind of things you need to fast for 40 days before you see some of it. And now there is no 40 days in between the crusades. You don't even have 21 days in between. You don't have up to 10 days in between two healing and deliverance services. You don't. And God is doing the thing at the frequency of fire, the frequency of light. So it's proof of helplessness. Number five, appreciation is proof of honesty. You are honest enough to know that this is not what you did. It's proof of honesty. It's proof of truth. Verity. Fake people can't say thank you. Especially to God. Very fake. Shoulders raised. Untruthful people can't say thank you. They try to claim glory that is not theirs. And that is a lie. When you are brutally sincere, brutally honest, Lord, my hand did not do this. My power didn't do this. This can only be you. And I am honest enough to say thank you. Number six, appreciation is proof of reliability. That is, you are reliable. I did it, and you came back to say thank you. You are reliable. You are trustworthy. You remember the miracle of the 10 lepers in Luke chapter 17, verse 11? When 10 were cleansed and one came back, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? It is only this one that is reliable enough to come back and say thank you. You are reliable. That is why, that's right, that's Luke 17 and in verse 17. You are reliable. You are faithful. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift up your hands and say, Father, help me to be reliable, to be dependable. Help me to be trustworthy. Am I communicating at all? There are people, good things are happening to you, and you don't remember to pause and say, Lord, thanks. So he will tell angels, this this boy is not dependable. If he cannot say thank you because of 100 million naira contract, he will stop coming to church if he gets 1 billion. It's not dependable. It's not reliable. Every time a black eye opens, we dance afresh. A cancer, this is not the first time. I saw breast cancer, breast lump healed from university days. Yes. I saw deaf ear hearing around 300 level in medical school. So the things are not, we've been seeing them for a long time by his message. And on and on and on and on. There are people that I knew were healed and delivered while I was still a student. But we see these things today, we dance afresh. We see it today, we jump afresh. We celebrate afresh. And we have told God, help us never to get used to anything. One day my wife was watching the miracle service, a crusade service on television. And when the miracle happened, the man would just nod his head like this. Next. My wife opened her mouth and said, what is this? What is this? What is this? Long story made short, there is nothing. No crusade, no nothing. Right now as we're talking. Nothing. Anymore. Not even one thing to look, just be moping. Ah, this kind of thing happens. Is that how to stand? No. I'm used to it. I've seen it before. Yes. Next one. Next one. May you never get used to God. May you never get used to God. May you never get used to God. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Finally, appreciation is proof of godliness. It is a proof that a person knows God. It's proof of godliness. It's proof of righteousness. At the creation, Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 all the way to the end. As God was creating and he saw the things he was creating, God saw that this was good. The evening and the morning were the first day. He saw that this was good. He saw that he was appreciating himself and appreciating the creation along the line. So Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 said that God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, your work and labor of love, which you have shown. So God's righteousness makes him remember, makes him appreciate. It makes him remember. And so if godliness is godlikeness, that is, you look like God. So when you remember and you are able to say thank you, it is your proof of godliness. I want to encourage you. Start from where you are with people in your space. Begin to appreciate your wife, your co-workers, your subordinates, your superiors. Somebody, you're about to cross the road, they stopped for you. Don't just pass like that. Wave. One day we're driving in this premises, passing as my wife was sitting with me, I was driving, and then somebody was passing. We stopped. The person waved. When we moved again, another person was passing. We stopped. That person just went like this. And my wife said, the first one, good character. Second one, bad. That is, the second person didn't know that we have had an example of a good behavior. saw example of good behavior. And that one wait for, this one wait for us. I think both of them were women. This one wait for us, the other one. That is, it is my right. Don't you know I'm a woman? I deserve. First one, good behavior. Second one, and may you, your bad behavior never come when good behavior just finished. It becomes so glaring. It becomes so glaring. Hallelujah. So begin where you are. See, because repetition brings perfection. Anything you do repeatedly, you exercise brings excellence. Do it. Start it with the men of your world, the people of your life. Repetition brings perfection. Exercise brings excellence. You see military people? Every day they are marching. Every day they have been doing it for donkey years. Independence Day parade. Now I'm sure it started almost 2 or 3 months ago. They get it perfect today. Tomorrow they come back, get it perfect. Next tomorrow. Do you understand what I'm saying? Very, very important. Very, very important. Now, in conclusion, what is the outcome of the character of appreciation? Number one is entrustment with more divine results. God trusts you. Oh, you are able to say thank you for this little. Let me trust you with more results. Entrustment with more divine results. That is, God says, I am comfortable to do business with you. I am comfortable to go with you to any extent you want me to go with you. You can say thank you. He that is faithful in the little is faithful in the much. That is entrustment with more divine results. Number two is victory over the temptation of pride and vainglory. You get victory over the temptation of pride and vainglory. If appreciation never leaves your mouth, arrogance can never arrive. Because God will not give his glory to another. Isaiah chapter 42 and in verse 7. One of the secrets of Bishop David Oyedepo. Verse 8. Yes. I am the Lord. That is my name, and my glory will I not give to another. Neither my praise to graven images. One of the most impactful men on earth today in the gospel and even in any realm is God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo, running 2 universities at the same time. All manner of unbelievable accomplishments that at times you think if and yesterday was his 67th birthday. Happy birthday to you, sir. As your day, so may your strength be. In Jesus' name. The kind of thing that will make a man become a demigod. You hang around him permanently. He is alive. He is a faithful God. Thank you, Jesus. It's just endless. Endless. If you want, you can count them. And he said, he told the church publicly, anything good you saw here, God did it. Anything bad, I did it. He said somebody came to him and said, with all this accomplishment, when you walk on this ground, this Canaan land, this Covenant University, this ground, where you walk, what do you feel? He said, I told him, I feel God. Very spontaneous. What do you feel? So, I feel how I achieved. No. What do you feel? I feel God. What did you use to build all this place? Faith in God. Is that all? That is all. Hallelujah. He said after the university was completed, God said, you want me to run it? Yes. Lie down on this floor in the front of everybody and hand it over to me. So he laid down on the bare floor in the sunny day. He laid on the floor. He said the heat from the ground entered his body. He said, handed. Everybody was watching. The first day of the university opening, he lay down on the floor in front of the gate. Heat of the day. He said the heat entered his body. And that was the last time he felt any heat concerning the running of that place. When you are talking of 40-something, 50-something, something million for just light bill to run light. That is, as at then, I don't know what, it may be up to 200 now. That is when he handed it over. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you must sustain authority, you must possess humility. Otherwise, it is not sustainable. It's not sustainable. A collapse is inevitable. And that humility comes in tireless appreciation. Tireless. A British man came in here today, white British man, and he came and he had left before I knew he came, and they called me that he came, and he was pleading that they should allow him to climb the altar so he can preach the reverend. And when I spoke to him, I said, please be on your way fast. And he came, took him here to the altar, knelt down, making demands on the help of God. At the end of the day, he said, I should pray with him. Laid hands on him, praying that the power of God and the help of God should be on him. And he said to me, what a humility. I said, what? He said, that he has heard of me, has seen what God is doing, but he never knew that it was that simple for us to see. And for me, it was the most normal and natural thing to do. So, victory over the temptation of pride, the temptation of vainglory happens when you are tirelessly thankful. Number three, acceleration to higher dimensions of divine manifestation. You just shift from baseline interventions to unbelievable manifestations. Acceleration to higher dimensions of divine intervention. The realm where they say, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It has not entered the heart of man. The things God has prepared for them that love him. Acceleration. Higher dimensions. 1 Corinthians 2 and in verse 9. And of course, you saw already Luke chapter 17 from verse 11 to verse 19. When the man came and said, thank you, his miracle shifted levels. He told him, go and be whole of all your plagues. You just shift. If you are thanking God for the garri you are eating, very soon it will change to rice. When you are thanking God for the pure water you are drinking, very soon it will change to bottled water and change to higher levels. When you thank God, I don't know if there is B2 here anymore, for your B2 car you are driving, it will change to Mercedes car. When you thank God for his finger, you see his hand. When you thank God for his hand, you see his face. And when you thank God for his face, you see himself. He just arrived and said, carry me. Stand up on your feet. I commit myself to you. I commit myself to you. When we stand and we are dancing, people think we are entertaining. Jehovah sees what we are doing. But that's the only reason why it can be done with such energy and such without tirelessness. Are you hearing what I'm saying here tonight? Higher dimensions. When ministry started, we are not seeing the things we are seeing now. Today, people are not just being healed inside service. Somebody is paralyzed in his house. And then saw a dream where the pastor came and prayed for him in the dream, and he wakes up walking. That one, I'm not aware of it at all. And who did that? God. Why did he not use his own face? Or use the face of an angel? He just gave a mortal man the privilege of identity. I could have gone and healed a man and nobody would trace anything. You wouldn't even know. I could have touched him on my own. He woke up walking. But I used your face to touch him. Then you raise shoulder and say you are the healer. That's why you will roast in hell and not come out. Since you are the one who healed him, when did you disappear to go to that person's house? Why didn't you tell us before the person came and testified that I went to Kubwat last night? I healed 30 people there. Not aware at all. Just say, let me extend to you a little privilege of association with you. Not because you are better than others, but because of your heart of appreciation and because I have chosen to walk with you and you are cooperating with me so far. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and go ahead and appreciate him. Worship him, honor him. Father, we give you the praise and give you the honor. Anything you can thank God for, go ahead and thank him. Anything you can honor him for, go ahead and honor him. Anything you can appreciate him for, go ahead and appreciate him. Father, we praise you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name.
And we give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful. You are wonderful, Lord. You are wonderful, Lord. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. As we honor you, we give you, Lord. I give you glory, Lord. I say, you are wonderful. You are worthy, Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy.
You are wonderful, Lord. You are.
You are worthy to be glorified. worthy. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, King. Glorify. You are worthy, King. You are worthy, King.
How you are alive today, if not for God. Think about how you would have been put to shame by now, if not for God. Think about how the negative of expectations of people regarding your life would have come to pass by now, if not for God. Think about how other people in your circumstance face terrible challenges, but God came through for you. You may not have been where you think you ought to be, but I am sure you are not where you used to be. Think about being in a place like this, seeing His presence, His power, His word, giving you assurance that irrespective of what your situation is, help is on the way. Father, we thank you. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Forgive all those times that we behave with an entitlement mentality. All those times that we acted as if we deserve anything. All those times that we quarreled with you and we agree with you because we compared ourselves with others. Father, thank you at this time because you have done us well. We owe everything to you, and you owe us nothing. We worship you. We adore you. In Jesus' precious name. Within the next 7 to 8 minutes, I'd like you to praise God. One thing I forgot to say in defining the character traits of appreciation is that appreciation is proof of conviction, it's proof of faith. I may not be there yet, but I will get there.
I believe God. I believe His word. I believe that my story must change. Because those who believe His word always sing His praise. Appreciation is proof of conviction, is proof of faith. You are saying there is a God. Otherwise, you won't be saying thank you to who does not exist. You are saying there is a God who changes stories. Otherwise, you can't say thank you to a God who does nothing for somebody. It's proof of faith. And whenever God sees faith, He moves into action. Hebrews 11:6. He that cometh to God must believe that He is. And when you say thank you to God, you are confirming that you believe that He exists. And He's a rewarder. So in the next 8 minutes, I'd like you to praise like somebody who believes that whether the devil likes it or not, your change is already on the way. There are some drastic testimonies in addition to the one we just heard. The lady who testified about the alert. I like her to put it in writing so that we can make it a part of those that will read out on Sunday. God is up to something. While we praise at this moment, something will shift in your life. Something that has been stagnant will just shift level. An expectation that has been delayed will just receive acceleration. It will be expedited. God will trust you with more results, trust you with more answers, and trust you with more manifestation. Before we reach here on Friday morning, which is the Freedom Service, 7 a.m., you are coming with your testimony. Before the month of October expires, which expires tomorrow night, the things that belong to month of September, the things that belong to September must enter into your hands before we shift into another month. Are you ready? Give the Lord a clap and a shout of victory and let us celebrate. While the celebration is on, you have testimonies you have not yet shared. Judgmental dimensions of what God has, we have been declaring judgment within this season. Judgment that God already executed on agents of darkness. Results of your giving and other testimonies within this week of crusade. I'd like you to go ahead. Let our officers speak it within the next 8 minutes and we shall celebrate. Can you give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise? One, two, go.
So we're gonna thank the Lord for His message. Thank the Lord for the things we ain't do. Set me up and get me from falling. Now my life is turned to brand new. Oh, I make we jolly. Shed body, everybody said,
we go to hell. Hey. Hail your name.
Hail the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, lift your hands high. That's right. Lift your hands high. The glory of the Lord is right here. That's right. That glory is covering somebody from arrows of attack, arrows of envy, arrows of jealousy, arrows of bitterness, arrows of wickedness. They have hated you so much, but they will never be able to access you. They have spoken negative, hurtful words against your life. Help him. But they will never be able to harm you. They will never be able to hurt you. Lift your hands high. Father, place the seal of your glory on that man you just talked about. That woman.
Johanna. Safety. Yes. The arrows backfire to send her now.
Those who want to see your nakedness will not see it. Those who want to see your shame will not see it. The glory is covering someone's nakedness, someone's vulnerability. Power! That's right. Now, how she did here. Glory! Help the man there. She, is the covering of the shame, the covering of the shame, the covering of the reproach, the covering of the heat of the sun. Yes, the heat of the sun. It is over now. The heat, the rain, the weather, the adverse weather, adverse climate of your father's house, adverse weather of your family, adverse climate.
When you are there, when you are there, preservation for you and the fruit of your womb. You are there, you are there, you are there. Separation, separation.
Spiritual relationship over. What happened to others in your family will not happen to you. What happened to other ladies in your family will not happen. Relationship failure, marital failure, spiritual relationship. What happened to others? Well, lift your hands high. Altars of witchcraft, catch fire. Ancestral altar, catch fire. Native doctor altar, catch fire. Witchcraft altar, ancestral altar. Lift your hands.
That's right. Something is happening. Shadi gaya di ala laya. Leperedi atosida. Leperedi adagaya danaya la la la. Shotoro.
Hold your hand together. The bondage of debt is cancelled. 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 Shatata. Every financial situation that has put your life under pressure, that pressure is over. That pressure is over. That pressure is over. Lift your hands up. God is handling physical infirmities. One person with a chest condition that is like ulcer and a hand condition on the shoulder on the right.
that couldn't lift one person. Also on the chest, hand. But wait, you see the one? Also on the chest and shoulder and hand. Also on the chest and hand. Also on the chest, hand that couldn't lift. Come, you are the one. Also, no, also, one person, the same symptom. Ulcer on the chest, or a symptom of ulcer on the chest and shoulder on the right that cannot lift. Wherever you are, step forward here. And right now. Really? Are you the son? Okay. No wonder you kept on insisting. Stand her up. It's your mother. Complaining of chest all the time and cannot raise the hand. I was standing right here, also on the chest plus shoulder together. Oh, really? Since when you can't lift the shoulder? Which shoulder? This one. The right one. Just like it is said. Hold this mic for me. That shoulder is stiff as it is now. It's unable to go beyond this level. Hold this for me. Father, in the name of Jesus, let that fire burn the ulcer, burn the arthritis. Fire! That's right. It's up. Are you just looking like that? It's just up straight. It's up straight. It's up straight. It's up straight. I prophesy to you right now. Everything that is not working in your life is working right now. Everything that is not moving in your life is moving right now. Every bone pain is over. Every joint condition is over. Every muscle condition is over. In the name of Jesus. Mother, come now. Come. Come. Walk forward. That's right. All right, so it's not just even the hand. Walking too. Lift your two hands. Down. That's right. Hey! Down. 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 Up. Down. You are a mighty, mighty, mighty. For how long has she been walking like this? How many years ago? How many months ago? 3 to 4 months ago.
Since last week.
And she couldn't, is not able to walk.
She couldn't walk. I brought her.
You brought her. Mother, come. Come. Come.
You are the come. Mighty, 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 move. Mighty God of great.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty, 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 mighty God of great. I am.
Walk on.
Hallelujah.
God. Go on. Go on. March on. March on. Are you just looking like that? She couldn't walk a step. She couldn't walk a step. She couldn't walk a step. Are you just looking? You are the mighty, 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 mighty God, the great. March on. March on. March on. March left. You are the mighty, mighty one.
Hallelujah.
Are you just looking like that? Hand could not lift. Leg could not move. Oh, power is still on her. Lift your hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. You are here tonight. You know you need Jesus in your life. You need your sins. There is a very major breakthrough that is going to happen for somebody under 24 hours. Something very massive. Something you will testify about. Something people who know you will congratulate you about. They will shake hands with you about. Under the next 24 hours. You believe that, shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. All right, take your seat, people. Mama, march to your seat. March. Hallelujah, eh? Hallelujah, oh.
Hallelujah, eh? It's the sound of victory.
Hallelujah, eh?
Hallelujah, oh.
Let the sound
of victory.
while you were ministering and walking the aisle, you picked this brother from the crowd. And you took authority over ancestral altars, altars of witchcraft, and native doctor altar. He said he gave his life to Christ. He converted from the other religion just 2 years ago. And the father vowed, the father is a scholar in the other religion, vowed that I will take your star and give to another. Since then, life had been a struggle. He said his life had been reduced from relevance to crumbs. He was living in a very good apartment. Now he has to manage himself, his wife and family, into a single room.
It is over.
And then the word located him.
Anything they have done against you anywhere, anywhere, whether in the house of a native doctor, in the house of a witch or a wizard, anything they have done against you, tonight it has spoiled. It expires. The power of the enemy expires by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Take your seat.
Sir, amazing. Two words. What I heard was spiritual connection and spiritual relationship. I was thinking it's sexual molestation. Far bigger than that. In her calabash with water. Calabash holding water. People come from neighboring villages to consult with that calabash. The uncle that is a custodian died April. The father died when she was two. But this idol, they are all connected to it and has refused them to prosper. She's engaged, but she's afraid to take her, the person that will marry her, to the family. Because she knows if she goes, it will break. And that author is fighting her elder sister, both physically and spiritually. And you said, what happened to
all the other sisters? Will not happen to you. Step over here. One more time. Everything that is a pattern in your father's house, today it expires. That altar is set on fire. That shrine is set on fire.
Who is she to you?
My last born, sir.
Your last born?
Yes, sir.
Are you not sure? Are you sure it's not your sister?
No.
Your last born
My
daughter.
Last born, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Daddy.
That altar is frustrated.
Amen.
Whatever is affecting all her other siblings expires.
Amen.
Her destiny is opened up.
Amen.
Step over here, and I use you as a point of contact for your other children. Jesus,
Amen.
Precious name. They shall fulfill their destiny. The calabash in their father's house shall not destroy their destiny anymore. They shall become who God wants them to be. In Jesus' precious name. Sharp.
Sister Chinyere, can let you quickly come out for your testimony. Let's receive Esther Chinedu also, and Brother Joseph Michael. Chinyere Kelechi, Esther
come
Chinedu,
forward,
and
forward.
Joseph Michael. Sir, there is a prophetic word that has gone forth over this assembly and over everyone related, connected, and associated, which says, there shall be no loss. It has worked drastically, preserving lives and properties. Our sister is a beneficiary. 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, thereabout, there was a flood incident in Abuja, especially the environment of Trade Mall. Now, our sister has a shop right at the place where the flood was very massive. Now, the flood happened on Sunday. She said on Saturday, the Holy Spirit moved her to anoint her shop. She anointed the shop, came out, anointed the outside, and then the gutter in front of the shop. She said some people were laughing at her. What are you doing? You are even anointing the shop. And then the following day came the rain. Now, the same rain that overflooded everywhere, that same spot, somebody was overflooded, cars were taken, people died, shops were affected, but she said her shop was preserved. And this is it. She's preparing for a maternity leave, so she decided to stock the shop afresh. The flood came, destroyed the environment, and could not enter the shop, but was redirected miraculously. Now she has a small office and a kitchen right in the shop. The water entered through the kitchen, entered the office, but could not penetrate into where the goods were. Everything preserved intact, only her shop. in that place was preserved.
What a faithful God we serve. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Don't take the leading of the Spirit for granted. And if people mock you, the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Let them mock you, but God will make you. The mockery of men equals the making of God. But let me announce to the flood in the name of Jesus, you will not destroy houses in this territory. You will not destroy lives in this city. We speak peace by the covenant of the rainbow, where God said the flood will no longer destroy the earth. We decree peace in this territory in the name of Jesus. Congratulations as well.
Here's our sister, Esther John. She said, 29th September 2013, eight years ago, you spotted her when she came out. Now, from the National Hospital, they put a collar on her neck. They said a nerve was dead, and she could not even stand. She was vibrating. At the fifth service at Area 1, you located her. Because in the dream of the night, the day before, she heard a voice, go, let Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche. Let Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche pray for you. And she called her husband. Husband, do you know Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche? She was eventually brought to Dunamis that day, and you prayed for her. The doctors had told her that she will die, she will not survive that case. Sir, you prayed for her, she got healed, and she has this baby as an evidence of her healing. And she has come to
the Lord. 8 years ago, this is the kind of testimonies I like. Something that happened many years ago, evidence is still there till today. Give the Lord the praise. Congratulations in Jesus' name.
Our brother, Joseph Michael, he just about 6 months old with the commission. He said he began to hear the judgmental prayers. And there is an issue in his family. A particular uncle has decided that nobody was going to raise his or her head in that family. And they will send an account number to you to begin to send money. If you don't do it, you'll be in trouble. So they send the same account number to his mother. But worse for them, that was when he located the commission. And the judgmental declaration was on. The man appeared to the mother in the dream. You have not sent this money, you will see. But the brother kept supporting the mother in prayer. As we are talking now, the man part of his body is paralyzed and is like a vegetable.
He's on his way.
On his way, sir.
On his way to rest. Except if he... That is, if you don't pay money into this account, we will show you. To show that they are the one. He appeared in the dream to the mother in the night. You people have not paid, though. That's Africa for you. Technology. You people have not paid your own. Paid your own. And then Jesus said, who is he that said it? Everyone who will not let you rest. In this season they shall be laid to rest. Everyone who needs to give their life to Jesus tonight. You want to have your ways, your sins forgiven? You want to be closer to God? You want today to mark a new day for you? Quickly pick your Bibles, pick your bags, rush forward here. At the same time, communion position will be taken as we take the communion. Quickly, I'll give you the count of seven. Pastor, pray for me. I want to be saved. I want my sins forgiven. I want to be close to God. You rush to the front here at the count of seven. One.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Two.
I give you my soul. I live for you, oh Lord.
Three.
Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.
Four.
Have your way in me, say.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Five.
Give you my soul.
Six and seven. Almost the people, the whole of the people from that village coming up. Everybody sing. I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you.
Lord, I give you my soul.
Every moment I'm away.
Place your right hand on your chest, all of you standing here, and lift up the other hand. And pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I need you in my life. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken off your life. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done in Jesus' precious name.